This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show, hour number two. They sponsor the entire show, the main title sponsor, and the studio is named after them. It's the U.S. Gold Bureau Studio. I have a fabulous Christmas gift idea for conservatives from U.S. Gold Bureau. It's owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas, the only state that has a Fort Knox in the United States, and it's run by the parent company of the U.S. Gold Bureau, chosen by the state of Texas. You know you can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buying and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the perfect Christmas offer, the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost, which means you get them at the wholesale price. You are like the dealer. You get them wholesale. Then they give you free shipping. Then they give you 100% free delivery insurance. They want to win you over as a customer for life. They'll take the loss on this order. And it's a great Christmas gift. Your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, they learn the value of money. They begin their lifelong hobby of coin collecting, and they may pay for their college education someday with these coins. Or for you, any conservative understands the looming disaster of debt crisis, $22 trillion in national debt. We all need wealth insurance. Protect your assets, your income, your family with precious metals, and this is the way to start your collection. 100 American Silver Eagle coins at wholesale price. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. Merry Christmas! 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. So I've been busy reading the most significant news stories of the day. In hour number one, I read that wages and bonuses and benefits are rising faster than prices. Booyah! President Trump, great deal, great deal. You're the best. And then the caravan migrant who comes across the border in San Diego drops a baby that day. That day. Now eligible because of birthright citizenship for U.S. citizenship. How disgusting. How outrageous. How infuriating. And then the ungrateful Honduran illegal migrant who complained about Mexican pig food is seen dining in Dallas, Texas. How disgusting. How'd you get in the country? You're complaining about pig food the Mexicans give you. You're eating at a restaurant in Dallas. And then where does this all lead? 7 in 10 California immigrant households are on welfare. And nearly two-thirds of non-citizen households in America are on welfare compared to the number of citizens who were born here on welfare. Much slower. Much lower. And then the polls showing Hillary voters have a huge bias in favor of Muslim employees over Christian employees. Insanity. And how about this one? The agents, plural, discover the body of a 6-year-old girl raped by 30 men. 30 men. Discovery made after a group of mothers decided to travel to the southern border discovers how widespread a problem human trafficking really is. So explain to me, who is the group that wants to protect women and children? Is it the Democrats who want to murder babies with abortion by the millions per year? Most of whom are black, by the way. Black genocide. Let's just allow every woman to murder her black baby. Or is it conservatives who want to, A, limit abortion dramatically so many babies are not murdered, and B, want to protect the border with a wall so people don't come across it with a little child who gets raped by 30 men? Who's the one who cares about women and children? Come on. Now I continue in today's list of disgusting things. The church, a Denham, Massachusetts church, is receiving mixed reaction over its controversial nativity scene where baby Jesus is in a cage separated from Mary and Joseph in an immigration-themed nativity scene. Just another story that makes me want to vomit. St. Susanna Parish says its goal was to spark up a conversation about how poorly illegal aliens are treated. You know, how come you didn't think of this when Obama was president? He separated women from children. They're just all commies. Joe McCarthy was so right. He was just early. That's my new saying. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. The whole government's filled with commies. The whole Catholic Church is filled with commies. The whole government bureaucracy filled with commies. And the whole media filled with commies. And the entire education system filled with commies. And almost all the lawyers are communists. And all the judges are communists. My God, the FBI leadership is communist. They'll do anything to help the Hillarys and the Obamas who love open borders and want to tax us to death and destroy the country. What do you call a person like that? Okay, you want to say they're not communists, they're radical socialists. They're Marxists. What's the difference? Never mind that Obama had the exact same policies or that the little baby is part of an invasion of the United States border. I don't see anyone allowing those babies into the Vatican. There's a wall around the Vatican. Never let me appear to be attacking Catholics because I love Catholics. I grew up in an all-Italian Catholic neighborhood, a couple of Irish kids, but 98% Italian. Johnny O'Byrne was one of my best friends. There was one Irish kid right down the street from me, and I remember a second Irish kid. We weren't buddies, but there were two out of, like, you know, 100 houses. The other 97 were Italian, and there was one Jew, one house with Jews in it, mine. So I've been around Catholics my whole life. I love Catholics, but I don't love the Catholic Church. I don't love priests. I don't love the leadership. I don't love the Pope. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke how many of them are gay and are molesting little boys. How many of these priests all over the world, forget about America, they maybe got rid of some of the problem in America. But in the entire rest of the world where the media doesn't report anything anybody does wrong and the church is considered a god, there are priests everywhere else in the world molesting little boys and little girls. Mostly little boys, of course, because they're gay. Mostly little boys. But to turn the nativity scene, a Christian tradition that celebrates the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and to hand it over to liberals, turn it into a political spin backed by lies from the media. Last year, the same church turned its nativity scene into a cry for gun control by posting the worst mass shootings in U.S. history along with the death toll above Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. So you don't need to know anymore. Communists. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just really early. I don't know what it was like in 1950-something. I wasn't there. I was born in 61. I was born after McCarthy was gone. All I know is today, communists are everywhere. Everywhere. Communists, Marxists, socialists. And for those who are listening going, oh, he's exaggerating. Really? I went to Columbia. My daughter went to Harvard. Met nothing but communists. People who say, what are you? I'm a communist. I'm a proud communist. I'm not saying it. They said it. All the kids I went to school with were proud of being communists. Barack Obama bragged in his autobiography that while he was at Columbia, he spent most of his time at Socialist Party events at Cooper Union in Union Square in New York. You just don't understand the definition of what socialist and communist means. Trust me, they're all like Fidel Castro. And every one of them, when you read what they really think on Twitter and Facebook, you want to throw up, number one. And number two, you realize they would like to kill us or put us in communist re-education camps. They don't want free speech. They have no interest in conservatives having free speech. They think they're so much smarter than us. Now, let me prove they think they're smarter than us. Every time I say something and liberals argue, I have proof. Senator Mazie Hirono. The moron senator from Hawaii, the moron commie from Hawaii. Democrats have a hard time connecting with voters because we're so smart, she said. She's a clueless, arrogant, elitist commie. Democrats are accused of being out of touch with voters. Now, one outspoken Democrat thinks she knows why. Because Democrats are smarter than the voters. Talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. You really are an idiot. You're not smart. You're a moron. Yeah, you're book smart. I went to school with people like you at Columbia. You're all book smart, but you're morons on the real streets of New York. I kicked your ass 24 hours a day on the real streets of New York. I'll kick your ass on Wall Street. I'll kick your ass in real estate. I'll kick your ass in entrepreneurship. I'll run rings around you. I'll send you to the welfare line, you losers. Here's her speech to the liberal elite base this week, Senator Mazie Hirono. One of the things we Democrats have a really hard time is connecting with people's hearts. Instead of here, I assume she means the brain. Yeah, pointing to her head, yeah. We're really good at showing, shoving out all the information that touch people here, but not here, meaning in the brain, but not the heart. And I've been saying it at all of our Democrat retreats. We need to speak to the heart, not in a manipulative way, but not in a way that brings forth everyone's fears and resentments, but truly speak to the hearts that people will know we're actually on their side. We have a really hard time doing that, and one of the reasons was told to me at one of our retreats is that we Democrats know so much. That's true. Now we have to tell everyone how smart we are, so we have a tendency to be very left brain. Okay, you're just smarter than everyone else, and you know so much. Wasn't that a famous saying, you know so much, if only it wasn't all wrong? I believe there's someone who made that saying up, and it applies to Mazie Hirono and the Democrats. They just know so much, if only it wasn't all wrong. Nancy Pelosi promises to give amnesty to legal aliens through passage of DREAM Act. Nancy Pelosi wasting no time getting to work on the Democrats' favorite pet issue. She wants to pass amnesty for illegal immigrants as quickly as possible. They've got to shore up their voter base for 2020. And their base isn't liberals, and it isn't foreigners, and it isn't immigrants. It's illegals. Wow. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised over the weekend to pass the DREAM Act. Well, actually, she's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and she's about to be Speaker. Promised to pass the DREAM Act in a new Congress, which will provide amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. And she has, the key is you could pass it without giving anything to Trump. So they'll never give you the wall. So you've got to build the wall without them, President Trump. America drew a strike from our long, proud heritage as a nation of immigrants, and the majority of Democrats will work to reverse the Republicans' destructive anti-immigrant agenda. I think that's my commentary for Sunday's newspapers around the country. There is no anti-immigrant agenda. There's an anti-illegal immigrant agenda, and you don't even know the difference. You're so dumb. Denmark unveils unwanted immigrant solution. Banish them to a remote disease research island. Let's find out if Denmark is smarter than the rest of us. We'll find out. I know that California is not smarter than the rest of us, the liberals there. New bill requiring colleges to provide abortion pills to students being introduced in California. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you I'd talk to you about Denmark and their new solution for illegal immigration. It's an interesting story. I'll get to that in just a second. First, let me mention Rex Pistols. Rex Pistols, I was just recording an ad in the break. You know, some people rest in the break. I'm recording ads for my local Vegas show for a new Texas-style restaurant coming to Las Vegas area called Maverick Barbecue, coming straight from Dallas to beautiful Henderson, Nevada. And so I was talking about the guns of Texas, man. So how about an ad now for Rex Pistols? Because as long as we're on the topic of guns, and the people of Texas love to shoot their guns, and I'm Wayne Root, and I love to shoot my guns. I love the Second Amendment. I'm the man who loves Christmas. I'm the man who loves guns. How about I combine the two and give you the Christmas gift of the year? Just wrapped it and put it under my tree. I've owned many guns, but my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time, and it's beautiful. Man, it's bling. It's bling, bling, bling. Whether you're looking for whether you're a competitive shooter or a weekend warrior or simply looking to protect your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would function every time and in every situation. Rex was remarkable in the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel. It beat a leading gun used by military law enforcement and Navy SEALs, and of course, Texans. But it's only a fraction of the cost of that gun. So I love it. It beat the gun, and it's a fraction of the cost. Simply put, it's the Wade Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms available at your favorite local firearms dealer, like Ventura Munitions here in Las Vegas. I use them. That's how I got my gun delivered, my Rex gun at Ventura Munitions. But your local firearms dealer anywhere in the country or through many online retailers, including kvar.com. That's k-var.com, meaning the letter K, and then you put a dash, and then V-A-R. .com. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root, R-O-O-T, and they'll send you a free holster shipped with your gun. That's K, and then put a dash, and then VAR.com, or head now to your local gun store like Ventura Munitions here in Vegas and ask them for your Rex Pistol. Take a gander, man. It's a good-looking gun. kvar.com. Letter K-VAR.com. Alright, so we've got some stories I want to tell you here. This Denmark story. Sometimes I read the headline, I don't even know what's in the story until I read it to you. Denmark has taken a bold new step in its efforts to combat the influx of illegal aliens, send them to a remote island. Well, this may seem like a fantasy to many of us. Yeah, fantasy island. There's the plane, boss. Sending criminals off to a deserted island away from the rest of society. The Danes are making this fantasy island a reality. And, of course, everyone is not happy about it. Lots of people are unhappy. Of course they are, liberals. It's important to make clear this is not for illegal immigrants going into the country. Only for those who have committed criminal acts. Ah. Or who are rejected asylum seekers that for some reason cannot be deported. Martin Henriksen of the anti-immigration Danish People's Party said the government's plan is a signal to the world, Denmark is not attractive for migrants. Foreign criminals have no reason to be in Denmark. Ooh, I'm starting to warm up, man. I'm starting to really love the Danes. Good people, man. It's cold up there, but you're warming the cockles of my heart. Until we can get rid of them, we will move them to the island of Lindholm, where they will be obligated to stay at the new deportation center at night with police on site around the clock. Obviously, bleeding heart protesters consider this move inhumane and are trying to fight the plan, but Denmark's politicians are firm on their promise to remove illegal aliens, especially those with criminal backgrounds. See, that's what we should be doing with Guantanamo. Every illegal that commits a real felony crime, ship them to Guantanamo. Bye-bye. A tweet shows a cartoon video of a dark-skinned man being transported by boat to the island. That did not go over well with those who opposed the new plan. The English translation reads, "Expelled criminal aliens have nothing to do in Denmark. Until we get rid of them, we now move them out on the island of Lindholm in Stege Bay, where they will be obligated to stay at the new exit center at night, and there will be police present around the clock. Island life. So what would life on Lindholm Island be like for the migrants? Rejected asylum seekers who cannot be deported are given accommodations where they cannot prepare their oven meals, food, and allowance of about $1.20 a day, which is withheld if they fail to cooperate with authorities. The 17-acre island is about 2 miles from the nearest shore in an inlet of the Baltic Sea. The inhabitants will not be stranded there like the case of Gilligan's Island, but they will be required to report to the center daily or face imprisonment. A ferry service will be available to take them to and from the island. Service will be infrequent. Finance Minister Christian Jensen said, "Well, they are not actually prisoners. The island is not a prison. Placement there will help control the criminal alien population. There are more limits to how much you can move around when you're on a desert island, he says, but I think he meant deserted. You're in principle obligated to remain on the island, so we will have more control over where they are. It is a problem for us that we cannot see that some foreigners who have in fact been sent to deportation are still committing crimes in our country. We have no way of monitoring them." They didn't even mention this whole article, the rape epidemic in Sweden, and I'm sure Denmark too, and Germany, and France, and England. England actually is a knife and acid epidemic. They don't have guns in England, so they're all knifing each other and pouring acid on each other, spraying acid in each other's faces. Good job, Denmark. Great job. Ding, 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 ding. Booey.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. George H.W. Bush arrived in Houston at Ellington Field after the plane conducted a ceremonial flyover over his presidential library in College Station. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. W shares his final conversation he had with his dad.
I said, "Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father." And the last words he would ever say on earth were, "I love you too."
Ohio senators are expressing their disappointment after GM's decision to take a plant that was in Lordstown, Ohio, and not put jobs there. Instead, they're opening a new factory down in Mexico. Senator Rob Portman met with GM CEO Mary Barrett today in Washington, D.C.
We believe that the workers in the community around Lordstown have proved themselves time and time again for almost 5.5 decades. Those workers have done their part.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We'll be right back.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. We love USA. You know what I say, USA, USA, USA. The sponsor of this segment of the show is A Prayer of Vengeance. A Prayer of Vengeance is a great book. I very rarely have time to praise books because I don't have time to read books. I'm too busy writing my books. I'm in the middle of writing Trump Rules. It'll be out June 18th, 2019 through the publishing arm of Newsmax TV. It'll be on TV every second. You'll see it everywhere. It'll be a New York Times bestseller, Trump Rules. But I did find time to read one book, this book, by John Stafford, A Prayer of Vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines, the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and The Long Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. And again, I stress, it makes a great Christmas gift. Put it under the tree for someone you love. It's very hard for me to find gifts for people. You know, what do you get somebody for Christmas? I don't know. I never know what to get someone. Well, but I know a lot of really religious Christians, and this book is all about the powers of the Christian faith, and I know people who read books, Da Vinci Code, Along Came a Spider, who love books like that, right? And so it's the perfect Christmas gift. You give them a book to put underneath their tree. This book is my highest five-star endorsement. First book of a series. Hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. Prayer of Vengeance. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about the book at guess where? PrayerOfVengeance.com, PrayerOfVengeance.com, or just grab it at Amazon and then give it to your great friends to put under the tree for Christmas, or your kids. Great book, Prayer of Vengeance. Have I said enough times? Prayer of Vengeance. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Prayer of Vengeance. All right, we've got our guest here, Daniel Turner. He's the president of the Power of Future, Power the Future. An energy group that advocates for U.S. energy and energy workers. You can find them at powerthefuture.com. And I wanted to talk to him because there's something big that really has been in the news, but not really in the news. The average American probably still has no idea what's going on. If they knew what's going on, they have no idea what it's about. There were these massive riots in Paris, France. Massive riots. The worst rioting in like 50 or 100 years in Paris, France. They're burning the place down. They're burning police cars. And I just assumed, Daniel, that it was a bunch of little commie pigs like they usually are out there in France and other places in Europe, you know, Greece and Italy. It's always little commies who want everything to be provided free by the government who are rioting and burning police cars. So I immediately thought, I'm on the side of the government in this one. No, then I started studying it. I saw an article by Pat Buchanan, and then I heard President Trump, and then I realized I read this thing wrong. I didn't realize these people are like heroes. They're like the Americans in 1776 who burnt, you know, who threw the tea overboard at the Boston Tea Party. They're protesting higher taxes. They're middle class French people protesting higher taxes, and they won. Tell everybody about it, Daniel Turner.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and you're absolutely right. And the reason why you have it right, and it shows why it wasn't covered in the mainstream media. If these were just a bunch of commies out there who were demanding free education or free health care, it would have been wall-to-wall coverage. But these were average French citizens who were fighting a fuel tax that their president, Emmanuel Macron, was putting on the price of gas, all in the name of climate change. And he said France is going to lead the way in the climate change vision. And to do so, he was charging up to $7 a gallon for gas in France, and this tax was going to be used to fight climate change. And the average French citizen said, we can't afford that. And they took to the streets, and they absolutely rioted. And you're right, it is like the stamp tax. It's like the tea tax of the early revolution here in our country.
Tell me again, because I'm always focusing on 50 things at once, and I'm staring at your name, and I'm looking at your website, and I'm talking to you, and I can't listen to every word. How much was the tax? How bad was it? First of all, what do they pay in France? Do you know about, in American dollars, what they pay for a gallon of gas now, and what was he proposing it go to? Do you know?
It was going going to go to roughly $7 a gallon. They pay a little more than we do right now because of, one, taxes, and also they have to import their gas, right? This is the blessing that we have in America, is that we are an oil-producing country. Actually, we're now the world's leading oil-producing country. So when you have to import your gas like they do in France, they were paying probably roughly around $4.55 a gallon, which is still very high. But on top of that, an additional tax that would have raised it to $7 a gallon. And again, that revenue was going to be used to fight climate change. That's an artificial tax put on by the crazy believers of the climate change religion. And the people took to the streets to protest.
Wow. So, I mean, can you imagine going from $4 a gallon, $4 and change, to $7 and change? Nobody could earn a living anymore. All the trucking companies would be put out of business. All the people would have to. And that was what Macron said when they asked him. It reminded me of, wasn't it Marie Antoinette that said, let them eat cake, right? That was who said that, right?
She was rumored to have said that. But you remember our own former President Obama, when he was running in 2008, said that his vision of America's economic, energy policy was going to necessarily drive up the cost of gas. And he said that proudly. Remember, right. They tried to push a cap and trade bill very early on in his administration. Luckily, it failed. But these are the beliefs that people like Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer and a lot of the Hollywood elite, the people who fight for this climate change narrative, Bernie Sanders, and now the newest freshman Congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, these are the policies that they want implemented in our own country. And thank goodness we have a president, at least, who is going to push back against them.
Yeah, but I seem to remember, you know, in that vein of Let Them Eat Cake by Marie Antoinette, or whoever was rumored to have said it, they were protesting, and Macron's statement was, what's the big deal? Tell them to get on a train or a bus or start carpooling. And, you know, again, that reminds me of why I love America, because, you know, in America, you're allowed to be an individual. You're allowed to have individuality. You know, to me, all of that goes away when you're riding on a subway and you're herded like, you know, like cattle on a cattle train. When you're on a bus, all your individuality and all of your proudness in life, your ego is just smacked down. You're just a loser on a bus or a train herded like cattle. I don't want to be in a carpool. I want to be in my own car putting my own music on. I don't want to worry about you or any other person. You know, you're probably a really nice guy, Daniel. I don't want to carpool with you every morning. I want to carpool with anybody. And so in France, he's just saying, let him eat cake. Screw you. You know, in the name of climate change, you got to give up your car. You're not going to drive ever again. And he blinked, right? They won. Am I wrong? Did they not win?
No, you're absolutely right. He blinked and he said that they were not going to push it forward. People literally died. Four people died during these protests. I mean, these were protests the likes of which, you know what they would have been similar to? The protests we saw in Baltimore, the protests that we saw in Missouri a couple of years ago, but this was worldwide, this was going on. And so if that had happened here in the States, it would be wall-to-wall coverage. But like I said earlier, since it was about something that was sympathetic to the media and a belief that they care deeply about, climate change, they just brushed it under the table. They gave it absolutely no coverage. And that's
now,
why
now they won.
People in America know that it even happened.
Well, I was going to say, Daniel, they won, the protesters, and he killed this new tax. But didn't he then, in the you know, typical Marxist fashion, these guys were all such Marxist losers who try and portray themselves as moderates like Obama, didn't he then put a new tax in just for rich people? I believe that's what happened. So, I mean, they won, the average middle-class person won, but now he's saying, I'm going to replace it with a wealth tax. So, you know, obviously France didn't win because if you tax rich people, they run away. They go to another country, you know?
Exactly. And here in the States, at least we have the luxury of exodus from your state if it is a high-tax state. Where I was born and raised, which is New York City, is, I think, the second largest exodus state, only to California. People are fleeing these states because they cannot afford the tax burden that's put on them. What do you do if you're a Frenchman? And there's no doubt a Frenchman loves his country the way I love America. Where do you go when your government punishes you and persecutes you in the name of some false ideology or some false religion?
I know where I go.
There's not much hope, and I think that's why these protests were as aggressive and as violent as they were. People are trying to fight back for their country.
I know where I'd go. Monte Carlo, baby. I'd go straight to Monte Carlo. No, but where does a middle class or working class guy go? Nowhere. There's nowhere
exactly
to go. That's the reality.
Exactly.
And that's why
one of the champions of climate change here in the States is Bernie Sanders, and it was just released today that this month he spent about $300,000 in private jets traveling the nation for whatever purposes.
Here's just like
guy
Al Gore.
Literally his entire campaign is founded on the need for climate change revolution. He yells at all of us about our carbon footprint. He demands all this crazy government action. But in his personal life, he owns multiple homes, and he spent $300,000. Remember, the average American salary is $48,000. He spent $300,000 on private jets just this month. That is exactly the type of Marie Antoinette personality that Emmanuel Macron is, and that all of these crazies on the left who believe in climate change, that is the way they live their life, but they want the rest of us to sacrifice and suffer.
And by the way, he's not unusual. In other words, Obama's the same way. He's headed for being a billionaire, Obama. You know he flies on nothing but private jets while he's criticizing the average American driving an extra 8 miles in a small car. The same thing with Hillary Clinton. Same thing with Al Gore, the big believer in climate change. Al Gore has a giant mansion that's like 25,000 square feet and flies nothing but private jets. And it's interesting to point out in Hollywood, same thing with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
He's a guy that talks all day long about climate change, but he flies all around the world in a private jet to screw models. You know, these guys are all living in a dream world, man. Hey, hang with me, Daniel. I hear music, which means we're headed to a break. When we get back, more with Daniel Turner, president of the Future Energy Group that advocates for U.S. energy workers. I want to explore something with you about a pet peeve of mine, which is what people's electric bills would look like if we did nothing but green energy. What would the average electric bill, instead of $200 a month for your small apartment, would it be like $1,200? When we come back, we'll get the answer from Daniel Turner. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now on USA Radio Network, starting up in about 8 or 9 minutes. It's time for Newsmax TV, the Power Hour, where we're joined by over 60 million homes on Newsmax TV. Latest news, by the way, 7 Marines missing after planes crash off Japan during mid-air refueling. 7 Marines missing. Very sad. I hope, in this holiday season, Christmas coming up, in the middle of Hanukkah, Christmas soon, just off of Thanksgiving, you got to pray for their families. Gotta love Marines. Great people, man. Brave, brave people. Synagenix, the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, otherwise known as anti-aging or defying aging. Proven scientific approach to custom tailored to each individual to make you thinner and to make you younger and to make you feel better, to give you more energy. They did blood tests with me and they found a bunch of things just starting to go wrong. Everything was pretty good. You know, for a 57-year-old guy, I was in great shape. But for anybody who was like 30, maybe, I wasn't in great shape. Some things were starting to happen that were bad. It's only natural when you're 57, right? Well, they reversed all of it. Every single marker that was bad is now either gone or like 90% better. And I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I'm losing weight like crazy, and I exercise much less than I've ever exercised. After a lifetime of working out 2 hours a day, I used to brag on the show all the time. So you know I'm telling the truth that I work out 2 hours a day. Now I work out 30 minutes a day. And I've lost weight and gained muscle. It's amazing. If you're free, no obligation consultation. Because when you learn how to do it right, you don't have to do it that long. When you learn how to do it right, you can eat more food and lose weight. And you can work out less and gain muscle. If you're free, no obligation consultation, tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. Look under the hood. Tune the engine. Change the oil. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. It's that simple. You want to be younger, not older? Call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be older? Don't call. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com for that free, no-obligation consultation as well. Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. All right, so we've got Daniel Turner with us for a second segment. Hey, Daniel.
Hello again.
president of Power of the Future, website's powerofthefuture.com. One of my pet peeves, I talk about it all the time, is, look, I'm not going to debate whether there's climate change or not or global warming or not, although I think one could argue now that stats have been manipulated and there's probably global cooling going on right now. Not warming, but liberals would say, see, well, that's still climate change. Maybe there's climate change, maybe there isn't. If there is, it's okay because climate changes. And we've had warmer and hotter periods and decades, and that's life. There's no reason to change your entire economy over climate change. And if you do, what happens? I want you to explain to people, because you are the energy expert, not me. If you get rid of coal, and you get rid of fracking, and you get rid of fossil fuel, and you get rid of oil, and you don't drill anymore because it's environmentally no good, it's not PC, the next thing you know, everything is on green energy, and everything's on solar, and everything's on wind. You take a $200 electric bill, what would it go to for your apartment?
Exactly. The average American utility bill right now is about $110 a month, and that is by far among the lowest of the developed world. You compare that to Germany, where they would pay close to $500 a month, and the reason why is because of their green mandates. If you look at a country like in Scandinavia that has enormous oil reserves, but they have such crazy environmental laws that they spend roughly 31 cents a kilowatt hour. In America, we spend 12 cents for a kilowatt hour. So, again, I have no problem with renewable energies where it makes sense. I think it should be used. I named my organization Power the Future for that purpose. But we need to have an adult conversation about how we use our energy and where it comes from. And when you have people, like I mentioned earlier, Bernie Sanders, and now the new child of the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I call her a child because she has an immature understanding of energy policy. When she makes outlandish statements like we are going to be fossil fuel free by 2035, she does not deserve a seat at the adult table because that is just an immature statement.
Can you, you have a pen handy? I want you to take down my email. Can you do that, Daniel?
Of course.
It's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Now, I write for the 16th biggest newspaper in the country, the Las Vegas Review Journal, and my columns are syndicated all over the United States now by Creator Syndicate. I want to write a column about the reality of green energy. You know, we could all have a debate about climate change, that's great. A debate about global warming, great. But forget all that. Are you willing to pay $900 a month instead of $300, or $1,200 a month instead of $300, or as you said in Germany, five times higher? It's $100 or so in America, $500 in Germany. So, in other words, a guy like me, let's use me as an example. I'm a very lucky guy. I've been very successful in life. I work 16 hours a day. I think I'm a talented guy. I'm very good on TV and radio. I make enough money to live in a very beautiful big house in Las Vegas on a golf course. Do you know what my electric bill is? In the summer, I'm not going to say the whole year, but you know, in the summer, $1,900 a month in the summer.
Yeah.
So if I lived in Germany, you're telling me it would be $2,000 a month times five, $10,000 a month, which is more than my mortgage.
If you put these mandates on it, which is exactly why these riots in Paris were so violent.
Right.
That's what this policy does. And
so can you email me all those stats you just mentioned on the show about Germany and about Denmark, I think it was, or whatever that Scandinavian country was?
Yeah.
And I want to put that test to the American people. How many of them are willing to pay twice as much, three times more, four times more, five times more in the name of global ecology and environmentalism? I'd love to do that. Daniel Turner, president of Power of the Future, powerofthefuture.com. Thank you, Daniel.
Wayne, thanks for having me on.
Send me that email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And all of you, love to hear from you too. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Newsmax TV coming up right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your
pure, natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.